This is the sound of Spitfire Audio's BBC Symphony Orchestra Professional. Strings. Only strings. I mean, the whole orchestra is here, but I'm only using strings. I made a big track stack, and I used the JJ Mix, which is the second option of mics instead of the first one. And basically, the reason I did this is because this library doesn't have any ensemble patches. And because I'm a boring, average jazz player, I do not think in orchestral terms, so I like to be able to play all my ideas on one keyboard at one time. So I thought I'd break down the way that the split happens right now, just for interest's sake, and you can sort of follow along with me in your book. So when you hear this sound, turn the page. Oh, wait, wrong thing. So the basses, to start with, there are five tracks in this. Oh, is it basses, cello, violas, violins one, and violins two. One, two, three, four, five. So there are six tracks total because the track stack itself is itself the track. So the basses go all the way from down here, all the way to here. That's F sharp, actually. And then the cello goes from here. Where do you stop? Oh, quite high, actually. Up to B flat there, so C to B flat. And then violas, where do you start? C, and you go up to F sharp. And then violins one, actually, all the way up to C sharp there. So quite a range. Violins two is the same. So as you can tell, there's these overlaps. And as a result of the overlap, it means that the whole keyboard is covered when you play the main track stack in the stack. So it's quite fun. So let me see. There's a common note that I found. This is the common note that I found in four out of the five tracks. So violins two has this note, and one, violas, cello, basses does not, because the basses ends here. However, the basses is not alone, because the cello, as we know, goes down to here, and so does the basses, but it goes down one further octave down there. So that means that when I play the full track, whole keyboard is covered, and it's great fun. Now, because of the way Spitfire works, all their key switches are the same across every preset, or at least all the string presets anyway. That means that all the articulations line up. So if I play a bottom C, which wouldn't work in this instance because it is the legato preset, patch or key switch, sorry. When I come out of this boundary, so it doesn't know what to do. But if I play the C sharp, which is actually polyphonic, then I can play big chords and then things can happen. So if I was trying to do that on one of these presets or patches, loads of notes would go missing. So if I play, for example, that's a big sound, right? Let's do that on basses only. Just two notes. On cello. So my top A does not get covered. Violas. Almost all. Low F is not there. Violins one. That's got the last few. And same for violins two, of course, because... So that's why playing it on the main sound is so cool. And because they are, of course, all linked because of this track stacking, it means that my mod wheel does what it does across all tracks. Now, this is not the sound I wanted to play you. What I wanted to play you was, I think it's this E, yes. So the low E key switch at octave minus three on my 61 key keyboard means you can do all of the, you know, big blockbustery newsy type things and have loads of fun because it feels so seamless, even though it's five tracks playing together. So you can do kind of fun things. Thank you. And it's so nice to hear all of these things just playing in absolute unison together, apart from where the things don't overlap. But it doesn't feel like it's not supposed to play like that. It feels like it was always supposed to play like that. And I guess that's a synergy of the BBC SO, because they're all players that play together all the time and have done for years. And it was recorded all in the same room at the same time. And it feels amazing. I've been playing this patch all day. Okay, not all day. I'll exaggerate. But for the last basically 2.5 hours, just between eating dinner and everything. And I just love how it feels. So I thought I'd share it with you all because I find it interesting. And I'll go back to the sound I started with, which was the F-sharp key switch, which is the pizzicato stuff.